This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, the new coronavirus has infected 3.71 million and killed more than 258,000 people. With only the most serious cases being tested, though, the numbers are believed to be much higher. The U.S. is by far the worst hit by the pandemic, with 71,000 deaths and 1.2 million infections, numbers experts predict will continue to rise. The new coronavirus outbreak has halted economies all over the world. People are staying home in order to prevent the further spread of the virus. European leaders have generally waited for the number of infections in their countries to decline before relaxing tough lockdowns. In some countries and regions, people are being allowed to return to work in certain sectors, and more shops and restaurants are being allowed to operate. However, governments are still mandating people wear face masks and maintain social distancing amid concern easing restrictions will bring a second wave of infections. Germany will allow all students back to school this month, all shops to resume business, and even restart the top-flight football Bundesliga, even though it would remain spectator-free for now. Spanish lawmakers extended a state of emergency, allowing the government to keep lockdown measures in place for at least two more weeks. The vote comes as Spain said foreign tourist arrivals plummeted by 64% in March, a major blow to a key economic lifeline. And France is inching towards a May 11th deadline to allow some schools to open their doors again after almost 2 months. The number of people who have died from a coronavirus infection in France increased by 1.1% Wednesday to 25,809, just eight fewer than Spain, which saw its virus toll rise by 0.8%. This is VOA News. President Trump declared it is time to reopen the U.S. economy, even if it means more people will fall victim to the coronavirus. Public health officials are cautioning premature openings of business and relaxing social distancing measures could cause a spike in infections, even in communities that have so far been relatively free of the coronavirus. China said Wednesday tariffs should not be used as a weapon. This after President Trump threatened to impose more of them in retaliation for how China handled the coronavirus outbreak. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said Wednesday tariffs hurt all parties involved. President Trump said Friday raising tariffs on China was certainly an option as he considers ways to respond after the virus originated in China. China will not invite international experts to investigate the source of COVID-19 until the final victory over the virus. Beijing's UN ambassador in Geneva said that Wednesday. China's priority is first beating the pandemic and secondly countering what it calls absurd and ridiculous U.S. politicization of the new coronavirus. The World Health Organization says it is waiting for an invitation from China to take part in its investigations into the animal origins of the virus, first reported in the city of Wuhan in December. Hundreds of Indian police have tested positive for the coronavirus in recent days, raising alarm among an overstretched force, one attempting to enforce the world's largest lockdown to contain the pandemic. Some 3 million police are trying to ensure the vast majority of India's 1.3 billion people stay home. India has been under lockdown since March 25th and confirmed nearly 50,000 coronavirus cases and nearly 1,700 deaths. A senior officer in the western state of Maharashtra said the number of cases had nearly doubled in the police force there in the last week. Relatives of citizens of Senegal who died of coronavirus abroad are pressing the government to bring their bodies back and plan to take a case to the Supreme Court. This from a lawyer Wednesday. The families want to hold religious ceremonies on home soil to bury their loved ones, but the government has ruled out repatriating bodies to stem the spread of the virus. This has left bodies stranded, in some cases for weeks, and grieving family members distressed, said a relative of one of the deceased in Italy. The family member said around 80 Senegalese have died from COVID-19 overseas, including 40 in France alone. The Somali government promises a thorough investigation after a Kenyan supply plane crashed Monday, killing six people. There are suspicions the plane was shot down. Two officials told Somali that the plane was hit by an object. One of the officials said it was hit by a missile. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.